The 4-Day Week, Revolutionizing Work for a Better Future. Introduction, a chance discovery. As I boarded a flight from New Zealand to London, little did I know that an article in The Economist would change the course of my career and potentially reshape the future of work. The piece revealed a startling statistic. Office workers in the UK and Canada were productive for only 2.5 hours in a typical 8-hour workday. This revelation set my mind racing. If this was true for my own company, Perpetual Guardian, how could we improve productivity and well-being simultaneously? The spark of an idea began to form. What if we could compress the work week into 4 days instead of 5? Could we maintain 100% productivity while working 80% of the time, all while keeping 100% of the pay? This concept, which I later dubbed the 180-100 rule, became the foundation of a revolutionary approach to work. Part 1, the birth of the 4-day week experiment. Driven by curiosity and a desire for innovation, I decided to conduct an experiment within my own company. The premise was simple yet radical. Give employees an extra day off each week, but challenge them to rethink how they work to maintain productivity. This wasn't about offering another employee benefit. It was about gifting time, the most valuable commodity of all. The results were nothing short of remarkable. Not only did productivity remain stable, but it actually improved. Employees reported feeling happier, healthier, and more engaged both at work and in their personal lives. The success of this trial caught the attention of media outlets worldwide, and soon, thousands of companies were reaching out, eager to learn how they could implement similar changes. Part 2, the science behind productivity. To understand why the 4-day week works, we need to delve into the science of productivity. Research shows that people tend to focus in bursts of about 20 minutes, with a total productive time of around 5 hours per day. Beyond this, cognitive abilities decline significantly. By condensing the work week, we're tapping into these natural rhythms of productivity. Moreover, the 4-day week addresses many of the factors that hinder productivity in traditional work environments. External phone calls, excessive meetings, and constant interruptions all contribute to reduced efficiency. By challenging employees to eliminate these obstacles, we create a more focused and productive work environment. Part 3, benefits beyond productivity. While increased productivity is a significant advantage of the 4-day week, its benefits extend far beyond the workplace. Let me share some of the remarkable outcomes we've observed. 1. Improved mental health and well-being. With an extra day for rest and personal pursuits, employees report lower stress levels and better overall mental health. 2. Enhanced work-life balance. Parents have more time with their children, reducing childcare costs and improving family cohesion. 3. Gender equality. The 4-day week has shown potential in reducing the gender pay gap by allowing more flexibility for working parents. 4. Environmental impact. A study by Henley Business School found that if the UK adopted a 4-day week, it would be equivalent to taking the entire private car fleet off the road each year. 5. Better talent attraction and retention. Companies offering a 4-day week often find it easier to attract top talent and keep their best employees. These benefits create a virtuous cycle, further enhancing productivity and job satisfaction. Part 4, implementing the 4-day week. Now, you might be wondering how to implement this in your own organization. Here are some key steps. 1. Start with a trial. Begin with a pilot program to test the concept and iron out any issues. 2. Involve your team. Ask employees to identify productivity barriers and propose solutions. Their buy-in is crucial for success. 3. Focus on outcomes, not hours. Shift your mindset from time spent at work to results achieved. 4. Rethink meetings. We cut our 60-minute meetings to 30 minutes, dramatically improving efficiency. 5. Embrace flexibility. The 4-day week might look different for various industries or roles. Be open to adaptations that work for your specific context. Remember, the four-day week is not about cramming 5 days of work into four. It's about reimagining how work gets done and focusing on what truly matters. Part 5, overcoming challenges and resistance. Of course, any significant change will face resistance. Some argue that the four-day week can't work in certain industries or roles. To this, I say, think creatively. We've seen successful implementations across various sectors, from restaurants to manufacturing plants. Others worry about customer service or competitiveness. However, our experience and research show that these concerns are often unfounded. In fact, many companies report improved customer satisfaction and increased competitiveness due to higher employee engagement and innovative thinking. The key is to approach the transition with an open mind and a willingness to experiment. As I often say, if you don't believe that you can do it, if you believe that what we are doing today is the pinnacle of human achievement, you will never be able to improve. Part 6, a vision for the future. As we look to the future, I believe the four-day week has the potential to address many of the challenges facing our society. It can help reduce burnout, improve gender equality, enhance environmental sustainability, and even address issues related to an aging population by providing more time for caregiving. But perhaps most importantly, it offers a way to redefine our relationship with work. For too long, we've been trapped in a 19th century construct that's ill-suited for the 21st century. The four-day week presents an opportunity to create a more balanced, productive, and fulfilling work life. As we continue to navigate the complexities of the modern world, it's clear that we need new approaches to work and productivity. The four-day week isn't just a nice-to-have employee benefit. It's a practical business strategy that can drive success in the new economy. In conclusion, I invite you to join this revolution. Whether you're a business leader, an employee, or a policymaker, consider how the four-day week might transform your organization and your life. The future of work is not about working more, it's about working smarter. And with the four-day week, we have a powerful tool to create that future. Remember, as Katharina Fake wisely said, so often people are working hard at the wrong thing. Working on the right thing is probably more important than working hard. Let's work on the right things, in the right way, for a better future for all.